Good morning and welcome to Met Radio. We are Manuel, Elisa and Teresa, and we have a very exciting lineup for today. We are talking from Bray in Dublin. Today is the sport day.
We are going to start with the final football match between Dublin and Kerry. Wonderful! Dublin won. Now we have on air an expert of this sport. Kevin, do you listen to us?
Yes, here I am. I hear you well.
What do you want to tell us about the match?
This match was one of the best ones I've never seen. It was a great match. Thousands of Dublin supporters were inhaling deeply from a sweet-scented air which hadn't wafted across the capital for all of 16 years when they last won the All-Ireland football title. Dublin have new heroes, men whose names will be revered for a very long time. Both teams gave their best, but Dublin came out as winner.
Great, fantastic! So now we are the champions! Wow!
And what about this sport?
It is like soccer with limited use of hands allowed. Gaelic football is an amateur game in that the players don't earn a living from playing. The GAA has a website which contains the game rules and some history.
Fine, so now guys, you can go to the website for other informations.
Now, let's talk about the weather. We have on air Sydney.
Hi Sydney.
Hi people.
Now we can see the weather for tomorrow.
So, rain will spread to all parts of country in the morning. You can stay at home and do some housework. In the afternoon the weather will get better. Many parts of the country will stay largely dry with sunny spells. Maximum temperatures from 9 to 12 Celsius in a moderate westerly wind. In the afternoon, you can take a walk along the coast or in the city. It is a good day to go shopping. Tonight will remain mostly cloudy with patches of rain and drizzle, but some dry intervals will develop for a time in the early night. It is a good time to have dinner and a happy time with your friends. That's all for today. Tomorrow we can give you exact information about the weather.
Thank you, Sydney. So we have an exciting guest in the studio today, Jane. She will talk us about shopping.
Good morning, people. Today is the perfect day to do shopping, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
So, let's start talking about the Dublin's main street and shops. Let's start with Grafton Street. It is the nicest shopping area with fashionable stores such as Brown Thomas. The largest and one of the city's best shopping centers, St. Stephen Green Shopping Center, is located at the top of Grafton Street. Then, George Street, or South Great George Street to give it its full name, is home to the superb George Street Arcade, an indoor market of stores and stores offering everything. This street has a number of home furnishing shops, trendy bars, music and art shops. While Nassau Street is the main area for quality Irish design, including woolens and threads and also ceramics and glassware. It is the ideal place for Irish gifts and souvenirs. Dublin's cultural Heart Temple Bar is packed with small shops associated with crafts, art, clothes and music, as well as pubs and bars, of course. Moving on, Henry Street has department stores such as the popular Ernest's and an assortment of popular clothing and footwear stores. The Ilac Shopping Centre, the newer Jervis Street Shopping Centre are both here. Last but not least, O'Connell Street. It is home to the excellent Clary's department store and Eason's booksellers.
Wonderful! So people, listen to Jane. She told us a lot of curious information.
For today we have finished. Met Radio says goodbye to everyone.
We return tomorrow at the same time and in the same frequency.
Bye bye!